I'm Ding. I'm the bell.
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Did you hear the music?
I didn't hear the music. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, didn't you hear ding, ding, ba-ding?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, well, maybe I was singing. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome back. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell.
And we are dingthebell.com.
Yes.
We are two ADD people who needed a bell.
Yes.
To let us know when we go out of topic, and
that's
we need
right.
to hit the bell so that we can stay as much as possible on one subject.
Exactly, and we are still outside, just freezing for 2 weeks.
3 weeks now.
3 weeks we're still outside.
Yeah,
it's at the same place.
I know.
We don't have any life.
I just want to remind you, if during the show, if you want to call us, you can call us at 206-600-705. You can leave us comments. Just a note that we will only get to it a month later because we only record the show once a month.
And, you know, I hope someday maybe we can do live telephone call and, you know, answering questions.
Maybe I know, because sometimes I do live shows. Maybe we can schedule a live show.
Do oh, Ding the
ask
Bell.
If people like it.
Yeah.
If you like a live Ding the Bell so that you can actually call in.
I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Uh-huh. You can call us on Skype.
Skip.
Sorry. Maybe that should be the word. That should be the word. Okay. Okay. Do you want the word or this one?
Yeah, skip.
Skip. Okay, sorry. We just jump right in. Word of the bell.
Yeah.
Word of the bell this week is... What is the word?
Skip.
Skip. Can you please make a sentence, the bell, with the word skip?
My computer cannot have any skip. Because it's OS 10.2. Skip need updated version. That Skip said. I got email back. Skip cannot, you know, be functioned or something. I don't know. I was so mad.
Okay, we'll come back and tell you.
Oh,
what the,
my gosh.
What the...
Skip.
The thing.
Yes.
The bell.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so let's we're gonna start answering some questions from listeners that you wrote in. And if you don't know, you can actually write us, like I said, dingthebell@gmail.com, and you can ask us any question and we'll try to answer it as much as possible on the show only 1 month later. But
that's
don't
right.
be worried that we are not answering your question. We are answering your questions, and we hope that you continue listening to our show. And I'm very happy that a listener from Hawaii, Jane, wrote us many weeks ago in September.
Thanks for listening again.
Now we all are going
to the question. The last question
that we didn't answer.
Yeah.
You.
Okay.
Her question is: do you think you would still be friends if Ding was straight and the Bell was gay, or if you were both straight or both gay? That's a good topic.
I think so. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Nothing's gonna change, don't you think?
I hope not. But I think it's a different... I think it might be a different thing, though. Can you imagine? Let's go with scenario number one.
Okay.
Scenario number one is, what if you are a lesbian and I'm straight?
Will you be friend with the lesbian girl?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's gonna be, yes.
Like, let's say if you're a lesbian.
Yes.
And then I'm straight.
Yes. Why different?
But don't you think that a lot of things that who I am today is mostly because I'm gay?
Well, you know, I think, like, deeply, like, who you are, it's who you are.
It's what's inside.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, it shouldn't really... I mean, yes, you're more confident, you're happy and stuff too, but even though you're straight, I'm sure you will be like this.
Maybe I'll be a jerk if I'm straight.
Yeah, you will be, like, slut. But...
Why?
I don't, because maybe girls.
I should be a slut.
Maybe
now.
Yeah, girl.
I can be a slut.
I know you're wild.
Too,
I know your wildness. You know.
Oh, why is the car so long?
Oh,
it drove
yeah,
upside.
Like, limousine.
Oh my god, limousine just drove upside.
Maybe they came to pick us up because we're famous.
We're famous.
Yeah.
We're famous. We're so famous. Okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I had to ding the bell because the ding was going somewhere now.
I went with the limousine. Okay, come on.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
You think we'll still be friends?
If Ding was straight,
What if I'm like a jerk?
I'm sure he's going to be a very, very player. Or super serious. But you know what? I know Ding's... He's pretty wild. Like, you know, a lot of things that we talk about it before. And I can see he's very wild. So, you know, he's not going to be a jerk. But I'm sure he'll be slightly like a player. That really? I see.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll be flirting with many girls.
Exactly. And you'll have probably a lot of girls.
What do you mean? Like right now I could have many boys.
Yes, you are, but you're already so committed in one person. But I mean, if you were straight, I mean, it's so different. I can tell. I mean, I'm totally sure you probably had a mini girlfriend.
That's what I think. If you are a lesbian, let me think, what would that be?
I'm different than going to be a boy side.
Really?
Yes,
you're like butch.
Yeah, well, maybe short hair, like cologne, and
really, why?
Well, you know, when I was little, I always wanted to be a boy.
Oh, maybe you are a lesbian. Are you a lesbian?
I'm not attracted to girls.
You're not? Not a little bit.
I think I'm so attracted to, you know,
man body.
Yeah, guys.
Me too.
That's what he wanna say.
Why he wanna say?
Okay, one time, you know, everybody has.
What is he wanna say? That's he wanna say. What is that?
No, that's what he wanted to say. What you wanted to say.
Oh, I wanted to say.
Yes, you wanted to say.
I thought you said Japanese. That's the he wanna say. That's word of the bell. That's the he wanna say.
Well, you know, well, one time, me and Ayano, we were talking. Mm-hmm. Ayano is my best friend in Japan.
Right, right.
Well, I have several best
friends. Is she listening?
She is, because I sent her a website. She should be...
She never said that she's listening.
Well, because she's...
I can check who's downloading from what country.
Maybe she's busy, but I'm going to have her to listen to, because like my friend in America over here, and some people listening, so they like the show. Anyway, when me and Ayano, we were talking, one time we really thought about, like... We ask question like, do you think we are, you know, me and I are not a couple or anything, but just we thought, you know, am I gay? Like, you know, like,
am I... Well, you can be bisexual, though.
Yeah, like, attractive to girls, whatever. I thought about once, but I'm not really interested in... I don't get sexual, you know, like, exciting feeling when I see girl. But I comment a lot of things about women's body. I think women's body is so beautiful. Like,
right, right. You know, but not sexual.
Exactly.
It's like appreciation.
Exactly. Like a kind of like art. Like right. Beautiful.
Like I can totally understand you as a gay man, because I appreciate women's like body too.
Yeah. Like when I say I love women's boobs, mm-hmm. and then like
it's
chest.
Like the curve,
shape and then butt. Like line, I think it's beautiful. When I say people saying like, "Oh, you gay, whatever," but I'm like, "Well, can I comment like the beauty of the women, you know?" But when I look at the guy, yeah, I won't have sex. I mean, to my husband now, but yeah, it's so different.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway.
Okay. So thank you, Jane, for that question. But let me. We haven't finished answering the question yet. Or if you were both straight, that would be difficult. I think
probably not.
I think that would be difficult if we're both straight, don't you think? Like, my girlfriend would probably...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm straight now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, the chair caught my hair now.
The chair caught your hair? It rhymes. It rhymes like a poem. The chair caught your hair.
Oh, ooh.
And I hate to swear, and I'll... I wish you dare. Okay, never mind. I suck.
Yeah, definitely suck.
That's why I'm gay.
Yeah. Well, you're a good singer, but not a composer. All right.
You said this. I thought you were saying blowjob.
You so bad.
You said that I'm wild. Okay, never mind. Let's go back.
Okay.
If you're both straight.
No. Well, I wouldn't be changed. I mean, I'm gonna be just myself like this. And
that's right. Yeah, I'll be different though.
My husband let me to hang out with you because you're gay.
Right.
You are the only
we have a pure
guy.
Friendship, you know?
Exactly. If you're gay, if you're not gay, I don't think my husband's gonna be so happy to let me
hang out
with you like late at the night like this.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
Yeah.
Nothing, but still,
right?
You know what I mean? So
even. Well, it's very difficult to trust because, you know, there tend to be when they're both, when you're both straight, a man and a woman, it's a little bit tougher to be pure friends that way.
Yeah.
You usually keep a distance. But I'm sure there are people who have straight friends between, you know, their own, they're both straight, male and female, who can still be good friends.
But it's very difficult.
Very difficult. I want to hear from listeners. I want to hear, maybe you can write in and let us know, what do you think about this subject? Do you think two straight people, a male and a female, can be
best
friends like this?
You know, and then I heard often that, you know, they ended up having sex and they break the friendship too.
Yeah.
It often happened because, you know, they definitely click each other, right? Because that's why they become like best friend.
Right.
So yeah, it's sexually maybe attracted.
That's
know?
Why I think all straight girls should have a gay friend.
Yeah, I mean that's perfect. I mean it's so fun.
It's fun.
Trust me, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Okay.
Okay, the next we gotta go.
Okay, next thing is, what if we're both gay?
Well, we talk about.
But if you're a lesbian,
we talk about beginning.
Oh.
If I'm lesbian.
But now if we're both gay, like I'm gay and you're lesbian.
What do you think? Yeah?
I have no problem.
I think so too.
I like many of my lesbian friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Could be crazier or
maybe we can do even more things. Like maybe.
What do you mean more things?
Not sexually, you dirty whore.
I don't want
No. I mean like we can go out and do like gay stuff together. Right now, you know, your husband and
I'm
gonna go to gay places with us.
Yeah, definitely. Right? It's gonna be
so
fun.
So if you're a lesbian and you have a lesbian partner and I have my hubby person, so we can like, you know, be couples and go to like gay cruise or whatever. Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting, like, you know, when I was at the Komsu and when I was attracted to you,
Oh yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, and then like, you know, I didn't
Did we give the word of the ding? Oh yes, give.
Yes, we did. I didn't know ding was gay at the time. And
how can you not know?
I didn't know because ding had a girlfriend at the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I was so gay though, even when
No, you weren't, and I had no clue.
Maybe you were
You
just
look
not...
so cute, that's it. So I
There's the cute guy.
So I thought Ding
I'm so totally gay.
I know. I thought Ding was so cute, and you know, I didn't know he was gay. And we were singing together for the culture night, and we were preparing. Oh, we had so much fun. And anyway, but one day, the reason Ding came out. Well, he already came out, right? You were. It was a time you to come out.
It was you. Yeah, you said well.
Well.
It was,
I gave you a Valentine's Day card, remember?
Yes.
And
yes.
I didn't get scared, wasn't you?
Yes,
because I was scared.
I was scared
you were
because
worried.
I just came out from this relationship.
And you didn't
want to,
yeah.
And I, let me briefly talk about that. I dated a girl. It was fun with her. Like, it's kind of like, you know, like at that time, it was like, you know,
you guys
fun
were friend,
girl friends,
yeah.
Right? And so I go visit her a lot, but she didn't know that I was gay. Well, I at the time was in denial. You know, I didn't want to. I knew I was gay, but I was trying to change. I thought that maybe having a girlfriend would make me straight, right? And so,
hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you kiss her?
I did kiss her.
but we
never had sex.
Just like a French kiss, or
we did French kiss. Yeah.
Oh my god! How could you? How could you, knowing that you?
No, but it was still exciting.
So you got excited.
It was exciting because it was new to me.
I know, but you didn't get excited, like, you want to have sex after that?
No, I didn't want to have sex.
But I know girl wanted to.
She wanted to, yeah. No, I don't know whether she wanted to. Definitely wanted.
Did you see her naked?
No.
Oh,
I
you
never
didn't.
Saw
I spit on myself. So, how much did you do it?
Oh, we're just kissing.
Like just one or two, or just keep kissing?
You know what? Not very often. Not very often. Really, not to think about it. Not very often.
So you did you hold hand? Yeah.
Yes, but she has to force me to hold her hands because I never knew to hold her hands.
Well, you know, Ding always hold my hand whenever we cross the street.
Right.
Because she's so mothery.
Right. Yeah, mothery.
Mother.
Okay,
tell us about it.
So, what was that?
Like, you know, so you didn't do much.
No, I didn't do much. The most thing was kissing. And after that, I kind of realized, like, something is not right. Because she always get mad that I'm not
Because she did, yeah, I know, but because she didn't feel attractive whenever you didn't respond.
Right, she felt like she's not good enough
exactly,
for me.
Exactly.
And, but you know what she didn't know that is I was gay and therefore I was not clicking that way. No, and I enjoyed her. I enjoy her company. We like to do stuff together. Mm-hmm. I just don't like to do the intimate stuff.
Yeah.
But she always demand me to do hold her hands, demand me that, you know, you're my boyfriend, you should do this.
Because every girl wanted though.
Right.
Yeah, it's normal.
But if it's normal,
it's
if I'm straight, I mean,
you would do that, right?
So it was kind of like this fun, interesting, exciting experience for me.
That was your first girlfriend.
My first girlfriend.
Yes.
And so... Next time I'll talk about a different experience. Not a girlfriend, but first experience.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And so she, after, well, we only dated for a while. And most of the time, I think we dated for about six months. And like 2 or 3 months, I was in Malaysia. You know, we started a little thing and then I went back to Malaysia and then I came back and a little while and then we broke up.
Ah.
It was before the summer. And it was like late summer. Before the summer, in this late summer, we started dating. And then I went back to Malaysia and then came back. And around Thanksgiving time, Christmas-ish, we broke up. It was like around Thanksgiving time, we were already having problems because I tried to, you know, break up with her and she's not taking it very well. Yeah, yes, exactly. She was screaming left and right. She wants to kill herself and all that. Anyway, What was the question?
And then at the time where
maybe we need to continue the second episode.
I know we were already friend, right? Or was it after you broke up with your ex girlfriend, or when did we become really closer friend?
After you two broke up, right? And I not too long after that.
You came out.
I came out.
Uh-huh. After you watched the Kevin Kline. What was the movie?
In and Out. No, that was already out. I mean, I was already out after that.
Okay, yeah.
So, but I was out because I was talking to my brother. I was like, something is wrong. You know, I just don't understand why everything was supposed to be good, but I just don't feel like doing all those romantic things with her.
Did you know that your brother was?
I didn't know. I didn't know at that time. So I was talking to my brother, and my brother's like, you know, then at that time, my brother's like, you know, okay, I want to let you know that I'm gay. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am too. You know, I just was never brave enough to say that I'm gay. And when my brother told me that, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, okay, you know, it's okay then for me to really say it. Because maybe part of me was afraid.
Culture, maybe?
Could it be? A little bit.
We'll go into that
later on.
Okay, so then after that, we became... really good friend.
Yes.
And then your ex-girlfriend was so jealous about me.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
She hated me at the time.
Because she didn't understand. Now, part of my mistake was I was not brave enough to tell her that, hey, listen to me. It's not because of you. I told her it's not because of you, it's me. But I didn't tell her that
because
I'm gay.
Did she cry?
She did, I'm sure. But I hurt somebody. I know, I hurt somebody. I feel bad about it. That's why I immediately, when you gave me that card, I said, I'm not going to do the mistake again. So immediately she gave me the card.
Mm-hmm.
Like that very same time, I said, let's go out, right? Or do I wait for the next day?
I don't remember.
But it was very short. Like very shortly after that, I just like, I need to talk to her.
Oh yeah, that was after that. After I gave you a card, maybe a couple of days after.
Yeah.
Maybe right after what, a couple of days, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very close though, not too long.
Yeah.
And I said...
we were at the bench?
Cafeteria.
Oh, cafeteria.
And then I walk you out, let's go outside.
Yeah, at the Ginyang.
And okay, can you tell people your experience, like what I said and all that? Because I wasn't very comfortable. Also, you know, I just came out at that time,
and you know what? At the time, I already watched my best friend's wedding, the movie. I already watched the movie.
So we actually started to become closer friends
we
after
watched
the breakup.
The movie, yeah.
So I was already out, but you didn't know that I was out. But we became really close because I didn't exactly tell you that you're gay, but I wasn't also pretending I was not gay. Already.
Exactly. And then, like, you know, you were... Yeah, exactly. And then me and you, I think we watched my best friend's wedding. That, you know, straight girl and a gay guy.
But I thought that's after I come out.
I think I already watched the movie because I think...
Maybe you watch it by yourself.
I watched maybe. I love the movie. And then when you told me that... you know, Ding was like, you know, there's something I really, you know, want you to know that I am, you know, I'm...
And I wasn't comfortable
saying. Yeah, like, I'm... and I said, gay. And then you're like, yes. And then it was just like a movie scene. Oh, my God. It was just a movie. I loved it. And I laughed so hard. I'm like, oh, so embarrassed that I gave you a car. Sorry. Yeah, but I'm... Yeah, I was so happy that, you know, you came out. So I didn't have to waste my time.
Right, right. And I didn't want to... Oh, shit. Time is up.
Oh,
I didn't
crap.
Want you to waste your time, too.
Exactly. And then, like, right... That time, it's just... We really became close. Just like...
Yeah. But it was... Let's do a part two. Okama
yeah.
part two.
Okay. Okama part two.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now, okay. So, so we'll continue next week. Please come back. This is exciting.
Yeah, this is exciting.
We'll talk more about gay topics next week. Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to come back and listen to us. And now, before we go, I want to ask
what is
the bell to tell us what is the meaning of skip.
It's Skype.
Skype.
The webcam Skype.
Teleconferencing software on the computer, Skype. And
but my skip doesn't work.
She calls it skip. Some people that I know call it Skypey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a little hinty thing?
Anyway, oh my god, so noisy.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay, well, thanks for the listening.
Thanks for listening. And next week, we will go to Yoshi. Yoshi's question.
Yeah, Yoshi's question, then
Okama
we talk about Okama too.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Please call us 206-600-705 and email us
dingthebell@gmail.com.
Or go to our website dingthebell.com and leave comments there.
Thank
you very much.
Okay.
We'll answer your questions in a month.
Okay.
Don't worry. We'll definitely get to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.